T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to our guest now, Adam Schuster of the Illinois Policy Institute. He is their Director of Budget and Tax Research. Adam joins us now. Adam, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So I am broadcasting from my basement, and this is very bizarre. This is brand new. Has the coronavirus drastically impacted your life and the way you are doing things?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, my dog is very happy about it because I'm home almost all the time. But, yeah, we have multiple people trying to work remote in an apartment, and we're trying to figure out how to coordinate our calls and things like that. But otherwise, not too bad. Certainly there's people who have it a lot worse than I do.
Yeah, the dogs are the real winners right now. Just so happy that they get to spend so much time with their humans, for sure. So we just discussed a little bit about the state of Missouri and how this virus is hitting the people of Missouri and the economy of Missouri. Illinois' footing for fiscal responsibility is much shakier, and that's the nice way to put it, than most other states in our union. What kind of economic impact is what we are dealing with right now with J.B. Pritzker's stay at home, the shutting down of non-essential businesses? What kind of impact do Illinoisans need to brace themselves for?
I mean, the impact has already started, and it's been fairly massive. Last week, over a two-day period, we saw 64,000 new unemployment claims filed over just 2 days. That's about 10 times what the same two-day period saw a year earlier. Now, I should say some of those are going to be furloughs, people who are temporarily laid off or told not to report to work who are still eligible for unemployment insurance. So hopefully it doesn't represent that many permanent job losses. But, you cannot just close down businesses and, dry up the income source for all these businesses and all these employees without having some kind of economic disaster relief plan to go along with the public health disaster relief plan.
So we are going to need to come up with some ways to brace ourselves. We should be as precautionary as we possibly can. Part of the problem that we have originally is that we haven't been so precautionary. What are some of the things that we need to be doing here? Certainly the July 15th tax filing deadline is something that has impacted people nationally. What are some ways that we can get ahead of the curve, brace ourselves for this impact, and be in a better position to move forward?
Well, matching the federal government and extending the tax filing deadline, as you said, would be a very good first step and should be, sort of a no-brainer. We want to be delaying unnecessary payments to the government wherever we can, in spite of or regardless of our financial health, there are opportunities where the state of Illinois can defer some of these large payments that businesses and individuals usually would have to make to the government as they're struggling to make rent payment and make payroll and all these other types of things. So extending the tax filing deadline would not only give people a little bit of a break, it would also avoid a lot of confusion because right now Illinois' tax filing deadline is still April 15th and people are probably used to doing their federal and state taxes at the same time. So that's
I don't think that's something that most people would realize is that the tax filing deadline that we heard about from the president doesn't immediately apply to your state income tax.
Exactly. And that's going to create confusion and it might create situations where people are accidentally missing their deadline, although they would likely be granted an extension, we should make clear to people that they're going to have a little bit of extra time to pay their income taxes right now when we're really under a government-imposed shutdown of the economy. Again, I'm not saying it's not warranted, but we need to deal with the consequences on the other side financially. And another one, we talked about it last week on your show, would be this emergency borrowing plan we've proposed so that local governments could delay one of the property tax payments that businesses would have to make this year, so that, again, at a time when they're trying to keep employees on the payroll and, you know, not have to shut their doors permanently, they shouldn't also be asked to pay thousands and thousands of dollars to local governments in the state of Illinois.
We're speaking with Adam Schuster of the Illinois Policy Institute. You can check him out online at illinoispolicy.org. There's still a huge question facing voters in the state of Illinois that will be on the ballot in November. The idea of the fair tax. That is also the same thing as the progressive income tax. Right now, the state of Illinois is a flat tax state. That means if the legislature wants to raise taxes on one person, they have to raise them on everybody. The progressive income tax or the fair tax would create however many tax brackets, and they could adjust those with a simple majority in the legislature. How does this make the progressive income tax, as far as the governor is concerned, even more important? And how does what we're dealing with right now affect what kind of impact moving to a fair tax from a flat tax would actually have?
Well, a number of groups are already out there calling on the governor to remove this question from the ballot, because something he doesn't, you know, often talk about is not only is this going to be hiking taxes on individuals, it's also a tax hike for every corporation in the state and many S-corps and partnerships, which are typically small businesses. So as many as 100,000 small businesses that pay taxes under the individual income tax code could be facing a tax hike under Governor Pritzker's tax plan. And, you know, the ideal situation from an economic perspective is that we would temporarily shut down the economy, sort of lower the rate of new transmissions of the disease, and then be able to reopen the economy and quickly snap back. And the last thing that small businesses, when they're trying to rehire their employees and bring back in customers, should have to worry about is a tax hike on the ballot in November 2020. But, you know, short of that, that's a big move. It's, you know, the governor has staked his political future in a lot of ways on that tax hike. Another move that, you know, he could be looking into is trying to find ways to expand what Mayor Lightfoot did in Chicago with the cessation of penalties and new fines and fees for non-public safety related tickets. So she's stopping booting, stopping parking tickets, and stopping collections on those types of debt, so that the same type of people who are, you know, facing the loss of a job don't have to worry about a parking ticket or seeing their car booted or impounded.
All right. Well, Adam Schuster, we are going to continue to follow this, specifically in the state of Illinois. Having you on here every Wednesday is a great way for people to stay apprised of the numbers, the facts that go behind these positions. And we're always grateful for the research you guys do at the Illinois Policy Institute.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.